USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests continue outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, as security forces fired tear gas at them today after the pro-Iranian demonstrators spent the night outside the compound's gates. It comes a day after the scene of chaos unfolded at the embassy as thousands of Iraqis took to the streets in outrage over weekend U.S. airstrikes, which left over two dozen Iranian-backed militia fighters dead. President Trump making this pledge as he began a New Year's celebration at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night.
As you know, this will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. This will never, ever be a Benghazi. But we have some of our greatest warriors there.
700,000 people expected to be watching in person as the Rose Parade kicks off in about an hour in Pasadena. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he has no problem taking part in an impeachment trial involving President Trump. It's what Giuliani told reporters at a New Year's Eve party at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida last evening, the former New York City mayor saying he would, quote, testify and do demonstrations. Quid pro quo is at the top of the 45th annual list of banished words released by Lake Superior State University. The university says the phrase had the most nominations. It spiked in November during the impeachment investigation of President Trump. Also on the list of banished words, artisanal, curated, totes, and the phrase, okay, boomer. And it looks like someone hacked Grammy-winning artist Mariah Carey's Twitter account, and on New Year's Eve at that. The alleged hacker using the singer's account.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at ER. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some new laws on the books on this first day of January 2020. 24 states and at least 17 cities are raising the minimum wage, with an eye on hitting $15 an hour within the next few years. Also today, it's the start of marijuana being legal in Illinois. Public funds cannot be used for human cloning in Arkansas. Washington State adding a family paid leave law, and getting a gun permit will become easier in Tennessee. While Colorado will let family or police ask a court to take someone's gun away, a so-called red flag law. An actor who recently had sexual charges against him dropped in Massachusetts now gets another break when a sexual assault accuser mysteriously dies. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A lawsuit accusing actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault was dismissed on Monday, months after the anonymous massage therapist who filed it died. In October, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office said Spacey wouldn't face criminal charges in the case. In July, prosecutors in Massachusetts dropped a different case against Spacey in which he was accused of sexually assaulting a teen busboy in a Nantucket bar in 2016.
And former VP Joe Biden says he'd make a push to put his old boss, Barack Obama, on the U.S. Supreme Court if he's given the chance to do so. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.